Hey, shout out to the bishops. Shout out to Deacon Malachi and Deacon Isaac. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yo, we saw, is I'm winning now. We ain't saw Isaac teach, right? Yeah, man. Let Isaac know you all need some more classes from him, man. You know, we be missing his classes. Let him know, man. Y'all go on that class he did and let him know, yo, Dick, we want to see you more, man. All praises to the Lord. So, hey, yo, did Obadiah, when he was praying, he just say, Yahweh Shai? I thought we had a council not to use that term, Yahweh Shai. What's wrong with you, man? You apologize? Hey, man, brothers and sisters, listen, if y'all want to say Yahweh or Yahweh Shai, it's nothing wrong with that. You understand what I'm saying? Just do not make it a doctrine where if you don't say da-da-da-da-da-da, you understand what I'm saying? You know, if you're saying when you're praying, that's the term you're using, you know, that's okay. You know, but when you're teaching or so forth, people don't know what that means. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I'd rather use that than the other stuff that Amalek and them made up anyways. You understand? You know, that's what my forefathers, even though we understand that's not the pure name, that's not the name we're going to be using when the Lord returns. That's what our elders, you know, that's how they came up with it. You know what I mean? You understand? If you all, you all understand. So ain't nothing wrong if you all say that, man. Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, what's up with this dude talking about Yahweh Shai? I was like, okay, that's what's up. Anyways, let's get into the topic, man.
Let's go.
No, I ain't getting into the topic as yet. I got some things on my mind I want to touch on first.
Come on.
Okay. You know, I got some stuff I want to touch on, man. So what I want to touch on first, I want to go into, let me see. Yo, I've been mad. I'm telling you all, I just be seeing a lot of videos of South Africa. Them, the Zulus over there. I've been seeing it all week, and it just be getting me upset, man. So I got to curse them out a little, you know what I mean? I got to curse out them South Africans a little, okay? I send you a video there. What, the last is first and the first is last? That's how you all did this? Go all the way up. Let me see. Go all the way up. Okay. All right. Play that video right there for me. No. Some of you all, last week Saturday, I did a lesson. And I said that the South Africans is the children of Israel. Some of you all probably got upset. You know, as I said, in the future, brothers, we're going to go into it in depth with you all, you know. Lord's will, Bishop, go into it. Go do a new breakdown at the tribe because we finding more tribes. You understand?
Let's go.
You know, so I want you all, I'm going to show you all some concerning South Africa. Some of you all might be gainsaying, talking about, yo, what the hell they talking about in our UIC? Play this video for me first. You know that song that you all like? Jerusalem. Dun, 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 dun. Every few days, you all be inside here stepping and doing all type of, you know. You all ain't even understand what, you know. Now I'm going to let you all understand what that song is about. No, it's not a Jewish person sing that song. Okay? Was a South African. Okay? Was a Israelite South African.
That's right.
You know, when I, hey. So I'm going to play this, and I want you all to look at the words, okay? Let's play this video. This is this chick singing it over. Let's see.
I don't speak Zulu, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem is my home. She says she don't speak Zulu. So the song is being singing what? Zulu, right? Okay. So Jerusalem is my home. What the hell is the people from the Zulu tribe talking, them South Africans talking about Jerusalem is their home? Why are they saying that? Let's see. Keep on playing. God me. Keep going. God me. Walk with me. Walk with me. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me here where? In South Africa. Don't leave me here. This is the Zulu land. Don't leave me here. Okay? Keep playing. My place is not here. So what is these South Africans talking about? As I said, that song, Jerusalem, all of you all like dancing too? It was sung by the Zulu. Okay, I will show you awesome. Keep playing. My place is not here. Keep playing. My kingdom is not here. Read, play, keep playing. God me, walk with me. My place is not here. My place is not here. My kingdom is not here. What? God me. Walk with me. Don't ever leave me here. So y'all understand that. Okay. So let's see. No, I'm still cursing out you South Africans. You know what I mean? So the Zulu, which is Simeon over there, let me show you all some. So that's a Zulu language, and they're singing about Jerusalem is my homeland. Don't leave me here in Africa. I want to go back. You understand? Now you got white people all over the world dancing to the song and thinking, ah, Jerusalem. It ain't talking about you. You know what I mean? So check it. From there, play the next video. Number 3.
Four 4,000 miles from Israel, in southern Africa, a people known as the Lemba also heed the call of the shofar. They have believed for generations that they are Jews, direct descendants of the biblical patriarchs. However unlikely the Lemba's claims may seem, modern science is finding a way to test them. On a hot summer afternoon in South Africa, anthropologist Tudor Parfit takes the next step in his quest to solve the riddle of the Lemba. The Lemba believe they descend from the ancient tribes that lived in the land of Israel 3,000 years ago.
Pause.
I must say, I didn't...
Pause. We ain't believe, we know. You understand?
That's
so,
right.
White people go into Africa, and they seen people that been living there for thousands of years saying that we are the Jews. And white people is amazed. White people today is amazed, but white people in the 17th and 18th century, they went there to conquer and enslave and destroy the people over there. This is just a remnant of our people that still retain a little knowledge of who they are that's still in Africa. Okay, but keep playing.
I really believe this whole Jewish thing. I didn't believe that a group of Jews had left the Middle East, you know, centuries before and come to the middle of Black Africa. That didn't seem likely.
Until recently, there has been no way to test the Lemba's belief in a Jewish heritage. But now, a new key has been discovered that may unlock ancient mysteries. A key as basic as blood and bone, and infallible as a fingerprint. Genetic markers that may confirm an age-old Jewish belief. The Lemba men gather in a hut for Parfit to collect genetic samples.
There has never been any difficulty
no,
with
no,
the Lemba.
No, one thing I could say, that genetic stuff they talking about is bullcrap. You know what I mean? Because in order to test who the Israelites, you got to test it with us. You can't take our genetic marker and try putting it to a Caucasian and say, oh, you know what I mean? So this is foolishness. Okay, but keep playing.
Taking their samples because they were so keen to get some definitive proof that they were Jews. After all, for years, the white Jewish community of South Africa had refused to leave any...
In South Africa. Y'all understand? South Africa. I'm showing you a video about Jews in South Africa. Keep playing.
Their stories, and they really felt that here they might have the proof that they've been looking for.
When we analysed the Y chromosomes of the Lemba, what we noticed was that there was a high frequency of Cohen chromosomes, what's technically called the Cohen modal haplotype.
No, I don't believe in none of that crap he just said there. You know, my brothers and them, they've been there centuries. And they said, listen, we are Israel. They've been there before the state of Israel been established. So what the hell is these white people talking about? Keep playing, man.
Another stunning result. The distinctive Kohanim markers appear in the Lemba at the same frequency as they do in the general Jewish population. Far more frequently than in any non-Jewish population tested.
Something just under 1 out of every 10 Lemba that we looked at, in fact, had this particular Y chromosomal type that appears to be a signature of Jewish ancestry.
The fact that we found this in such high concentrations in one of the Lemba subclans, much higher than the general Jewish population, incidentally, seemed finally to provide a real link,
Okay, take that off, all right. So, anyways, I just wanted to, for you all to understand. The reason I really show this video is to show you all there are communities of our people, millions of them in the continent of Africa, that they have oral tradition. They know that they're the children of Israel. You all understand? They've been this, that when Esau went over there and conquered them, a lot of that knowledge was taken from them. You know what I mean? Okay, but in the continent, there's millions of our people over there know that they are the children of Israel. Okay, including in South Africa. Okay, that's why you saw that song with that. Hey, I sent you an image of the South Africa. Let's see the people who sing that song, Jerusalem. Did I send you a picture of it? Yeah, put that up. Yeah, man. So this is the dude, the man and the woman that sing that song, Jerusalem. That's a DJ, I forget. He wrote it, I think, him and the sister, she did the vocals. You understand? You know, so, yes, don't leave me here. Take me back to Jerusalem. That's my homeland. Okay, so it was South Africans that sing that song. South Africans that know that they are the children of Israel. Okay? So, okay, you could take that down. Okay? No. Okay. So you could take that down. No, I've got another video day. Let me see the other video about South Africa. As I say, I am going to curse out these South Africans. Now, play that video right there for me. A lot of you are going to see this one chick. She's been all over South Africa talking about this black sister. She talking about kicking out Nigerians and Africans, other African people from South Africa, but... Well, you all see this. Play that for me.
You're a f***ing I will never be quiet for you.
I'll choose her before you.
Don't come here and tell us. I'm a born South African, so you take your medical insurance and go.
She's
so
South African.
That's why she's here waiting
for
you.
Me and this lady look alike.
No,
pause. I heard what he said. He said, me and you look alike. Me and you the same people. I ain't dealing with this freaking Edomite, this white woman, this bull. You know what I mean? And I want you to hear what she's saying.
Yes, I will not be quiet for you because you're a f***ing peri-peri. I will never be quiet for you. Don't you tell me I'm on another color than you because you are a racist. Take your pregnant wife and go to your country. Asambeni.
So the boar, the South African boar, the Afrikaners, they are telling our Nigerian brothers to go back to their country. And then you got the other sister there. She talking about, she joining the white boar. And telling our black brothers over there to go back to their country. Our brothers from that Nigeria, from Ethiopia and so forth that go over there. What you all see? What you all see right here is the mind of a destroyed person. No, that sister, I always see her up there, you know, talking crap and so forth. But to see her join with the white woman and telling the brother, don't tell the white woman. Don't talk to you. You know, yo, man, keep play it again. Play it again, yo. one that I want them to see without me interrupting. White South African tell black African migrants to go home.
You're a f***ing better. I will never be quiet for you.
You better choose her before you. Don't come here and tell us.
I'm a born South African, so you take your medical insurance and go. She's
more
South African.
Whoa, 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 whoa. She said she is more South African than you.
Pack you up.
When I tell you something wrong with our people, man. Our people is destroyed mentally, man. Okay? Come, keep on playing, yo.
See here, me and this lady look alike.
No, in your country, Baba. Yeah, I will not be quiet for you because you're a f***ing better parent. I will never be quiet for you. Don't you tell me I'm on another color than you because you are a racist. Take your pregnant wife and go to your country. Asambeni, move.
Okay. Now, what is the South? What is our South African? No, I want you all to understand. Everybody in South Africa is not Israel. Neither is everybody over there going to repent. You understand? But what I want you all to see, our people is destroyed, man. Mentally destroyed. Now, read Matthew 22 and 39. Get that and read that for me real quick. And then I send you some images, some screenshots. You know? Yeah. So, read that scripture for me real quick. What are they dealing with? What are they suffering with in South Africa? What they are suffering in South Africa is the same thing they suffering with in Nigeria, the same thing they suffering with in Jamaica, the same thing they suffering with here in America. Y'all understand? In the Dominican Republic is the same damn sickness. The same sickness. You know what is the sickness? They have white mind. They are Oreo cookies. Black on the outside and white in the inside. You feel what I'm saying? The same sickness, self-hatred. Okay, read that for me.
The book of Matthew, chapter 22 and verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
And the second, this is the second greatest commandment. The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor. To love your neighbor is to love your who? To love your race, to love your people, as you love yourself. So, let me show you all something. If you don't love yourself, can you love your brother? You all feel what I'm saying? So, when you see the black-on-black crime, when you see the Afrophobia going on and so forth amongst black people and us hating each other, okay, what you see taking place is a lot of these brothers and sisters hate themselves. You understand? So they hate themselves so they can't love their brother. So now the Nigerian come to South Africa, he got a little business, he doing good. Guess what rise up? Jealousy, envy. Y'all understand? That's the things that's taking place. But what I could say is for you Nigerian brothers, you Ethiopian brothers, how to say this? Because I saw videos with people from other countries start retaliating. Now they're saying that they want South Africans out of their country. I said, nah, you're falling for it. Don't give in to it. Don't play into the white man game. Guess who is behind that? Causing all them problems. Is an Afrikaner somewhere in the back there behind all of that? Is a boy, is a white man behind all of that you all see going on in South Africa right now? Okay? No. You all ever ask yourself, where is the police officers? You all ever ask yourself why the government isn't stopping them beatings that you see taking place towards Nigerians, towards people from Sudan, people, you know, you all ever ask yourself why the police ain't get involved? The reason why is because the government is behind that. You know what I'm saying? The government is behind that. That's what I want you all to understand. The government is behind that. But don't worry. Whatever in the dark gonna come to light. Okay? So let me see. What other scripture? Okay, play me them videos. Not me the videos. Them images, them screenshots I send you. No, I want, this is some that I learned this week, man. And I want to share this with you all concerning Nigeria, concerning South Africa. You know, last week I brought out some heavy concerning South Africa, showing you all that half of the gold ever mined on this earth came from South Africa. I like them. I didn't know that. No wonder why the white man had apartheid over there so long. Okay? You know, that's at least eight times more than the gold that America have right now. They mined in South Africa. Now, play that for me. Let me play. Read it for me.
Nigeria was the leading financial and diplomatic contributor to the anti-apartheid movement, dedicating an estimated $61 billion in cumulative aid and economic sacrifices between 1960 and 1995 to help free South Africa from apartheid rule.
Y'all see that? How much it says? $61 billion from 1960 to 1995 to help South Africa, to help free South Africa from apartheid. But guess what? Today you got these young new South Africans rising up, lazy, don't understand apartheid, don't understand oppression, running around talking about, y'all need to leave my country.
What?
You Nigerians is stealing our resources, you need to leave our country. But from 1960 to 1995, it says the Nigerians, okay, it says they spent over $61 billion to help the South Africa, to help free them from apartheid, from oppression. And you all get the nerves to talk some crap about Nigeria. Now, Nigeria is mainly Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. A lot of them over there. You feel what I'm saying? No, everybody over there is not our people. I got to say that again. But it's mainly Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Now, even in Nigeria, there is an Israelite community over there with millions of Israelites. You understand what I'm saying? That been living over there for centuries. Okay? Now, keep going down.
How Nigeria supported the liberation struggle. Direct funding and aid. Nigeria was the first African country to provide direct financial aid to the African National Congress, ANC. It contributed directly to liberation movements, sending roughly $5 million annually to the ANC and millions more to the UN Educational and Training Program for Southern Africa. Southern Africa Relief Fund, established in 1976 following the Soweto Uprising. The fund was widely supported by ordinary citizens, civil servants, and public officials contributed 2% of their monthly salaries, an initiative referred to as the Mandela Tax.
Ask a South African what's a Mandela, what is the Mandela Tax? What is the Mandela Tax? It says regular citizens in Nigeria used to work on 2% of their wages. They used to put that aside to help South Africa. And they call it the Mandela Tax. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, this is what the brothers and sisters in Nigeria did for their fellow South Africans. And today, our fellow South Africans is running around beating them and telling them, get out of my country. Why is that? It's because Esau is behind that. The white man is behind all them things I'm telling you all. Okay, keep playing. Keep reading.
Civil servants and public officials contributed 2% of their monthly salaries, an initiative referred to as the Mandela Tax, while students skipped lunches to donate.
You got students that didn't eat. They said, we ain't going to eat no lunch just to donate. Then you got these freaking South Africans running around talking about you taking my... And most of them is young and most of them is fat. When you look at all them South Africans, mostly all of them is damn fat. They sit on they behind and they just eat. They just eat and they lazy. You feel what I'm saying? And they talking out. And then the Nigerians and other people coming and working hard and being successful, now they got jealous. You all need to leave my country. This business is supposed to belong to South Africans. No, you're lazy. He got one business owner. He said, "Mister, I try hiring them. They come work a day or two, and then they don't come back." You understand what I'm saying? Keep reading.
By June 1977, that was it.
It ain't got more. It got more, man. How much of them I sent? Not three? Okay, come on.
By June 1977, the fund had gathered over $10.5 million in citizen contributions.
Keep on.
Diplomatic and academic support. Nigeria hosted and sheltered South African exiles and provided full educational scholarships to dozens of South African students.
So you all see that? That's what Nigeria did for you dumb, stupid South Africans. Keep reading.
The country also used its international presence to push for sanctions, issuing passports to South Africans who needed to travel.
So they gave you all damn passports if you need to travel. And they put sanctions on countries that was still supporting apartheid. Keep playing.
Economic sacrifices. Nigeria refused to sell its oil to the apartheid regime and enacted a ban on British petroleum.
So y'all see that they put a ban on British petroleum. That's what Nigeria did. That's what Nigeria did. But keep playing.
And enacted a ban on British petroleum after the UK circumvented sanctions, forfeiting an estimated $41 billion in revenue during the 1970s and 1980s.
So they forfeited $41 billion in revenues. Money that Nigeria could have get coming into their country. They said, "We ain't selling you damn Britain. We ain't selling Britain no damn oil. Because Britain supported apartheid." Y'all understand? Keep on. No, these things they be hiding, man. And you got these young kids in South Africa growing up ain't knowing nothing. They dumb and stupid. Running around, listening to white men whispering in their ears, "Oh, Nigerians coming and take your job. Or Somalians coming and take your job." Okay? Not understanding the benefits and the fight that all Africa fight for South Africa to gain independence. I'm telling you, growing up, I used to see, you know what I mean? The fight, let me tell you what the white man do. What the white man do, he divided us. That's the only way he could destroy us. You know what I mean? He divide us. I'm telling you, he about to recolonize Africa. I'm telling you all, there will be a new colonization that's about to take place. That you see taking place, and hey, that's what they do before they colonize and they conquer and they divide. Okay, that's what they do. They bring division. They bring division in Africa. That's why you got Africa. You got over 50 some states over there, 50 some different countries, and they all speak different language. And Esau make sure that there's no unity amongst them. Okay, make sure that there is no unity amongst them. All right, so keep playing. Keep reading that for me, man.
Historical significance. The strong financial support and pan-African solidarity were acknowledged by Nelson Mandela himself upon his release in 1990.
So when he was released in 1990, he acknowledged what they did, what all these African countries did for South Africa. Keep on reading.
When he made one of his earliest international visits to Nigeria to thank its citizens and government for their sacrifices.
So what the hell you freaking dumb, stupid South Africans talking about? You Nigerians need to go back to your country and fix your country. They help fix your country. That's what I'm telling you, man. I hate stupid Negroes, yo. Some of our people is just stupid. So, yo, anyways. Yeah, so, okay, so that's it on that. All right. Okay. Yeah, so I just wanted to curse out these damn Nigerians. I mean Nigerians, South Africans. Yo, these Nigerians ain't right too, man. They be scamming. When you hear they call you, when you hear the phone, and they're like, yo, my brother, yo. They are, yep, them Nigerians ain't right neither, man. I'm just letting you know. They ain't right. You know, never trust a Nigerian, man. They will steal, they will do some crap, you know what I mean? You don't know what I'm talking about. You know? Unrepentant Nigerians. So, all right. So, let me get into the topic. Okay. Where I'm at. Okay. No. I ain't getting into the topic as yet. I'm still pushing it back a little because, yeah, some things, as I say, I got things on my mind.
Let's go.
No, go to Sirach 18 and 30. Sirach 18 and 30.
The book of Sirach, chapter 18 and verse 30.
Come on!
Go not after thy lusts, but refrain thyself from thine appetites.
Read that again.
Go not after thy lusts.
So God says, the Bible says, you shouldn't go after your lusts. You understand? Read on.
But refrain thyself.
But you must refrain yourself. Read on.
From thine appetites.
From your appetite, the things that you're lusting after. The things that you desire. You all understand? No, every last one of you brothers and sisters that wake up to the truth. Every last one of y'all got different lusts and different appetite. The God says that while in repenting, it says, go not after your lusts. Okay, read it again.
Go not after thy lusts, but refrain thyself from thine appetites.
To refrain means to control. You got to try, as you come into the truth, that appetite, that lust that you have in you, you have to control it. You all understand? You cannot be given into your appetites. Read on.
If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her.
If you give your soul the desires that please her. Okay? The different desires that you have. Read on.
She will make thee a laughingstock to thine enemies that malign thee.
Your enemies will laugh you. How is she going to make you a laughingstock before your enemies? Y'all remember that Zachary Goop. Remember the dude was playing around with his wife when he come to certain sexual toys and so forth. You know, he say he didn't do it, but just talking them talk with your wife and so forth. A woman talking about, yo, I want to strap on and bend you over. Brother, should your wife be pegging you?
No.
Hell no.
No. Is the bed defiled if your wife, is the bed defiled if your wife peg you? Yes, yes it is. She have defiled the bed with doo-doo. Y'all understand? So, that's an example of appetite. Y'all understand? So, I'm just putting it out there because y'all ain't right. Some of y'all not right. So the Bible says what? Read it again.
Go not after thy lusts.
Don't go after your lusts. I don't know. Some of you all probably like little girls. Some of y'all probably like teenagers. Some of y'all probably like